So the game in my life that I play every single day with manifestation pertaining to me creating my life is, it isn't over until it's over.
Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin.
Hello, my beautiful babes, and welcome back to the Manifestation Bay podcast. I am currently in LA in my hotel room recording this just as I ordered. Oh my God, that is such an amazing sunset. I wish that I was filming this right now. This is so beautiful. Pardon the interruption. Gorgeous sunset in LA right now. I just ordered sushi to my room. I am here to do a couple of photo shoots and video shoots for our upcoming Sovereign Money launch. Oh my God, I can't believe it's almost time to relaunch my ultimate all-in-one money manifestation program. If you are a Sovereign Money queen, shout out to you. This is a program that I am launching. I actually launched in January. I'm going to be relaunching it in May. If you have any interest in getting on the wait list so that you don't miss any announcements around Sovereign Money, the next cohort, I'm going to put up a link in the show notes, and I believe you can go to manifestationbabe.com/SM. That's S as in sovereign, M as in money. We keep it easy. We keep it lemon squeezy. We keep it simple. So I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful day. So we are here in LA to shoot some content. I'm alone. I miss my baby. I miss my husband, but I am here to create content with my LA team. So I figured, how better to pass the time before my photo shoot than to record a podcast? And so I'm excited to dive into a lovely question that one of my longtime followers and listeners, Allison, asked me on when your manifestations don't live up to your expectations. So with that being said, let's roll the question.
Hi, Catherine. This is Allison. I'm a longtime follower, huge fan, followed you since the OG days, and I've used so many of your teachings and methods in my life to create the most amazing manifestations over the past 5 years. Just incredible. But my question is, what's going on when what you have manifested in the 3D form isn't quite as good as what you were visualizing and trying to manifest? Now, this has happened not just once, but several times. And I'm wondering if there's something that I'm doing that is preventing these manifestations from coming through fully. I'll give you an example. I was trying to manifest a $6 million bonus and we received a $4 million bonus. Amazing, I know, but it's still not quite there. I manifested a mountain home. Amazing, I know, but it wasn't quite the location and size I was trying to manifest. And we are also trying to manifest our main home. And twice now, what I thought was the absolute perfect home slipped through our fingers, very similar to your story, and it didn't pan out. And I just got really confused and started to get really negative. And that's just not like me, and almost giving up. And I'm wondering, what's going on? Is there a limiting belief to clear still? Or what happens when you consistently are manifesting something that's not quite what you're trying to? Thank you so much.
Okay, amazing. Allison, thank you so much for being around all these years and being an OG supporter. I have a special place in my heart for all of you who have been listening to the podcast, following me on Instagram or wherever you follow me for all these years. Like, I love you so, so much. Okay, the first place my mind went to is if you know, and sometimes I wish I could like... I wish you could respond to me as I record this because then we can kind of dive in deeper. But since you can't say yes or no or respond to me, I'm just going to share the whole shebang. I'm going to make it specific and then I'm also going to make it general just in case what I'm sharing isn't quite resonating or, well, you'll see what I mean. So the first things first is I would make sure that you know your human design. And in human design, especially if you are from the school of Jenna Zoe, I believe she kind of coined this terminology of a specific manifestor or a non-specific manifestor, depending on your arrows. And there's a certain arrow that faces a certain direction. So if it's facing left, you're one way. If it's facing right, you're another way. And she has an app. I'm just going to make it super easy. So no one has to go and like look this shit up and try to dissect their charts and try to figure out if they're right or not. Just go to her app. It's called My Human Design. I hope it's free. I'm not 100% sure. I pay for it, but you can find out in other ways. But this way, she just straight up specifically says, you know, whether you're a non-specific manifestor or a specific manifestor. Okay. And then there's like a little tidbit in here on what that means. So if you're a specific manifestor is able to be specific. That's literally what it means about their desires and what they're calling in and what they're manifesting. And they should not let go of the intention of it being that exact way until they get it exactly as they want it or better, of course. And so with a specific manifestor, they know the details, they know what it's supposed to look like. And from that place, then they can fill in the feelings because the feelings are still important. Know what you want and how you want it to feel. A specific manifestor starts with know what you want. And then the universe can kind of, as they go into that dreamland of like, okay, what is it that I want? Then the detailed kind of imagery or desires can fill in the emotions. They can feel the feelings from really connecting with their specific desire. It's got to be this specific hotel in this specific season. It's got to be this specific house with this specific address on this specific street. Like there's a ton of specificity here. And the more specific they get, the more they can tap into that feeling. Versus a non-specific manifestor is someone who can get really specific on the feelings, but are not meant to go into too much detail around exactly what it's supposed to look like. In fact, the more expectations you place on something turning out exactly the way that you imagine it to, meaning it's got to be this house on this street with this many doors and this color, right? Like the more details you get into, the less you get what you want. Because that's your energy design. That's how you're designed to manifest. So the universe, like you and the universe shook hands before you incarnated here. You said, this is my sacred soul contract. And this is how I'm going to manifest in this lifetime. That's like why I love human design so much is because it just, well, even astrology and everything, numerology, all the woo-woo systems is because they give you an insight. They give you a map into your sacred soul contract. So you know how you agreed to incarnate and how you're meant to manifest. So as a non-specific manifestor, which is me, the more I expect something to turn out exactly the way that I imagine it, the more I limit what the universe can give me. And for me, the key is to get into as much feeling as possible. So for me, as a non-specific, feeling is everything. And it's the feeling that tells me that I got what I wanted or I didn't get what I wanted based on how it feels to me. So that's how I know I live in my dream home currently, or at least my first kind of iteration of my dream home, which we'll get into a little bit later. I have a whole podcast episode on how I woke up the morning after my first morning in this house. And I knew that it was everything I wanted based on how it felt to me. Of course, there's an idea of how I want things to appear, but usually when I ask myself why I wanted it to appear in that way, like why it had to look that way, usually we can circle it back to me thinking that it would make me feel a certain way. When in actuality, the feeling that I was going after and the feeling that I deeply desired to have came from sometimes it looking different than my expectations. And if I just let go of the ego of me needing to have it in a specific way as a non-specific manifester, I find in the end that the universe truly did deliver to me this or something better. I have spent over a decade mastering my money mindset, and I have compiled the top 14 beliefs, principles, and practices that have made me a millionaire into one single ebook that you can download completely for free. Thousands of babes have already gotten access to these insights. And if more money is on your list of things to manifest, then you're gonna wanna download this ebook ASAP. So a great example of this is like my husband and our relationship and how over time, through the development of what, 8 years going on our ninth year, like holy shit, the universe over-delivered to me. But in the beginning, if I judged my husband a little bit too harshly, of like, no, he's got to be a bazillionaire and an entrepreneur and this and that. Like, my husband and I were both broke when we met. So if I held my expectations a little too specifically, then I would have passed up my literal soulmate, right? So you get what I'm seeing here. And of course, this can go for both specific and non-specific, because in the end, the intention is always this or something better. Now, obviously, I'm not asking you directly right now because you can't, it's like, obviously, I can't hear you. So I don't know what type you are. If you aren't familiar with this, I would definitely look into this and see if this resonates. But generally speaking, I want to share something else that I think would add something that pertains to everyone regardless of whether they are a specific manifester or non-specific manifester. So you could like not know your human design and this will still pertain to you. So you can still be specific about your manifestations, even as a specific manifester. And yet still it's important in the end to be open to all that can happen. So the game in my life that I play every single day with manifestation pertaining to me creating my life is, it isn't over until it's over. Meaning, I do not stop. I do not give up. I never look at it as done until I get what I want. Nor do I think that the universe is done until I get what I want. So when I don't get exactly what I want, I'm not looking at it as like, oh, the universe is done and this is as good as it's going to get, right? No. I'm thinking that there's still things that are unfolding. And I give myself a chance to first enjoy these, what I'm calling stepping stone manifestations or first iteration manifestations, right? Version one. Ask any business owner who's ever created a physical product that's been in the business for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, however long, if they're best-selling product is the same exact like branding and packaging and formulation and everything that goes into creating the product, if it's the same iteration as that first iteration. I could almost guarantee that they've gone through edits. They've gone through reformulations, rebranding, and different versions of the product as they got clearer and clearer and clearer on what their customer wanted and what worked and what didn't work, what was effective and what was ineffective. So sometimes I do manifest something and go, oh, huh, you know, that came out a little wrong from the factory, right? That didn't turn out quite like I imagine it. But I don't give myself permission to go into that place of deflation because I know that just because it doesn't look like I expected it right now doesn't mean it's done. I still know at the end of it all, I get to have what I want. And my life isn't over yet. And specific manifestor versus non-specific manifestor is really just about strategy and defining what you want. But in the end, we're all meant to get what we want. It's just how we get there, whether it's through feeling or through details, right? So if this house is missing a few elements, well, guess what? Now I know what to set my sights on next. So yeah, I'm going to live in this house for now, but now I know, and this pertains to like my current home that I live in now, it's totally a first iteration dream home. And now I'm like, oh shit, Brennan, I think we need 8 bedrooms literally for us to have every room in our house to like do what we want it to do. We probably need 8 bedrooms. We need a backyard casita. I want a casita that's going to be like a guest casita and a casita that's going to be like my office. And I want this and I want that and I want this. I'm not looking at it as like, oh man, I fucking suck at manifesting, or God, the universe hates me, right? I'm like, oh shit. Okay. This is what I'm going to edit. This is what I'm going to shift. This is what's going to be tweaked for my next home. Now, didn't manifest the amount of money I wanted to in a launch. Well, guess what? Now I know what to set my sights on next. Or maybe because the universe always knows this or something better, it was supposed to come through 2 different avenues and not just the way and that I expected it. This actually happened to me for real. I wanted to have a $1 million launch. This is before my first like $1 million launch and a single launch that happened. I had a launch. I set my sights on a $1 million launch. I had $500,000 launch. And of course, got disappointed, right? Let myself go into that place where I think that I'm done and so is the universe. And then COVID happened and I decided to reopen my program just a month later because I felt like the world could really benefit from the Manifestation Babe Academy. And I opened up a payment plan that made it way more feasible and accessible for a lot more people. And guess what? Made another $500,000 just a month later. Boom. Same result. Got what I wanted. Just looked a little different than I expected. So, babe, it isn't over until it's over. How do we know that the universe is done here with its delivery? We truly don't, right? So always assume it's not done. And I believe in enjoying what we've manifested so far, even if it's not fucking perfect. But then just mentally making a note and making edits and refinements for the next time. So I look at everything as an opportunity for an edit. And I kind of look at it as like, imagine an author who's written a book and given an opportunity to edit that book every single year. I promise you, they probably would. Given an opportunity, they probably edit that damn book every single year because as they grow, as their taste refines, as their viewpoints change, as their perspectives shift, they're going to look back at last year's version of the book and be like, oh God, I can't believe I said that. Oh my God, I can't believe I wrote that. Holy shit. And they're going to want to keep rewriting that book and keep rewriting that book as they grow and evolve and shift and change. And they would drive their publisher insane, right? But the universe is different. And the universe can be looked at as a publisher that actually welcomes this editing process, this refinement process. It actually has fun with it. And we are given constant, never-ending opportunities to rewrite what we're manifesting if we're not 100% happy with it. Not 100% happy with your relationship? You can edit it. Not 100% happy with your career? You can make edits. Not 100% happy with your business or your home or how much money you've manifested or what your bank account looks like? Guys, we can fucking edit anything. And that's what makes it fun to be here on this planet at this time as a creator. If there's nothing to create and keep creating, then what's the point? Am I right? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is the point here? And that's the whole gift of coming here and being a creator is that we need something to create. And like, we can shift and we can change and we can make edits and we can do whatever it is that we want with these creations. So I encourage you to release the pressure that you are putting on yourself to get it right the first time. You don't have to get it right the first time. It doesn't have to happen right the first time. In fact, polarity creates clarity. So getting what you don't want, or the opposite of what you don't want, or even close to what you want, can help you create clarity for even more specificity. So it's like, oh shit, it looks like what I want, but it doesn't feel the way I want it to feel. So let's shift that. I got that so that I know to be more flexible and open and not lock in on, oh my God, it's supposed to look exactly this way, because then I'm completely ignoring how I want it to feel. And since I'm a non-specific manifestor, I want to be open to that process. The universe can fill in the details for me. I just got to know how I want it to feel, and vice versa. You see what I mean? So release the pressure you're putting on yourself to get it right the first time, and play with what you'd like to edit, and then refine from this point on, and make it fun and turn it into a game. And then see if you're a specific or non-specific manifestor, and if that helps, and let me know how everything that I just said shifts things for you and changes things for you, and just releases that weight on your shoulders of like, oh, it's got to be perfect. This is part of the journey that's called life, is that you get to play with your manifestations. I think the biggest mistake that people make is they take this shit too seriously. Like, in the end, we all die, and like, life isn't that serious. So why not turn it into a game? Why not play? Why not have fun? Why not live a pressureless or pressure-free life and just fucking create? All right. Hopefully that was helpful. If you have a question for me, I have a link for you to submit it in the show notes, just like Allison did. I really enjoy doing these episodes. They're so helpful for me in creating content. Definitely get on the wait list for Sovereign Money, because we're going to open up super soon in like, what, 2 months, a month, however long it is to get to May. I think it's like 2 months. Thank you so much for your reviews that you leave me. They've been helping this podcast so, so much. I adore each and every single one of you. You've been such incredible, amazing listeners of the podcast and supporters of the podcast. So you, the real MVPs. And with that being said, I will catch you in the next episode. Mwah. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following at Manifestation Babe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.